The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, the one thing I'm noticing as a doctor that's becoming more and more of a problem is many people have no idea if they have their insurance coverage yet. I can't tell you how many of my patients said they paid their premiums and still no coverage. They don't have a card, they don't have any idea, but it's been months since they paid their premiums. Well, now we're hearing that Medicaid recipients are having similar problems. They say, except with them, maybe they didn't pay their premiums, obviously, but here they are. They applied for the coverage. They did everything they were supposed to and still no coverage. All right. Right now, they say 6 million people supposedly have gained Medicaid coverage since September, mostly as a result of the Affordable Health Care Act, but more than 1.7 million are still waiting for their applications to be processed. Some have been waiting for over 8 months. This is according to officials in 15 large states. They say California, which is the most populous state to implement the health care law expansion of Medicaid, accounts for a huge part of the backlog, with 900,000 applications still pending as of early June. The next biggest pileup, they say, according to WebMD, is in Illinois with 283,000 cases. And then New York, however, they say no backlog. They've got it. They've got it covered. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. They said some big states had chosen not to expand. They said, yet even some big states that chose not to expand the federal state program for the poor are seeing backlogs, like North Carolina with 170,000 applications, Georgia 100,000, South Carolina 62,000. These are huge numbers. Can you imagine in California almost a million people still not getting coverage? Right? And I'm still wondering, where's the money to pay for all this? Federal regulations typically require states to process the applications within 45 days, and many state applications are still within that period. So this is huge, okay? The whole purpose, not the whole purpose, but one of the many purposes of Obamacare was to get people coverage and get it fast. And here you have people almost a year later still not having the coverage that they had hoped to get. Now, 6 million people gaining Medicaid coverage. That is a lot of moolah. That is a lot of money. What if all those 6 million people spent $5 for their Medicaid coverage? Just $5, just a one-time $5 fee. Okay? That's an extra $30 million. That could go to the program. What if you got all 6 million people to maybe spend $10? If everybody had to spend $10, anybody on Medicaid, a one-time yearly fee of $10. We're just talking a one-time yearly fee. That is $60 million that could go to the Medicaid system. What if you had every Medicaid recipient pay $100 for the year? $100. They could divide it up into the 12 months, $8 a month. You could get Medicaid for $8 a month. That would put $600 million into the system. Why isn't any, and then that $600 million could go for the processing, could go, I mean, this is what happens when it's free, okay? When it's free, we're scrambling to find the money to make it happen, let alone making sure the doctors get paid and you have medical providers that'll take Medicaid and, get them their medications, etc. You know, and the whole bureaucratic mess of Medicaid in and of itself, I mean, that's what put me off that. That made it almost impossible. I had people who were Medicaid pending, Medicaid pending, Medicaid pending. So we took care of them. Medicaid never came through. And, of course, I'm not going to make them wait 8 months until we got their Medicaid approval. So we saw them. And we lost thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars. And even people who had Medicaid, we weren't getting paid on the claims. We didn't understand how. Some people would, some people wouldn't. Depending on, same code, same patient type. Some we got paid on, some we didn't. And you're like, what? Our billers didn't know what the hell to do. And so it's such a cluster. So one thing that I think would help eliminate some of this cluster is just asking for a little bit of money. Okay, now, I know, you know, somebody's like, oh, okay, well, she's for taxes. I'm not for taxes, or raising taxes, I should say. I understand we have to have a tax system. What I'm for is for things not being 100% free. If your Medicaid was $8 a month, that would bring $600 million into this country a year. Okay? Now, I understand people get Social Security checks, et cetera. I get that. I understand that $8 can add up per month. I get that. I understand that. But why? Now, what if we even change Medicaid? Because I remember a couple years ago, people were like, what? Really? What? What if your Medicaid visit cost you $5? Okay? There are a lot of, I'm not saying all of them, but there are a lot of Medicaid recipients out there that can pay $5. And the reason why I know this is I see some of the Medicaid patients that we would take, that we used to take care of, going to get their hair done or their nails done or going to the restaurant, and I see what they order. And I'm like, well, I don't get it. You know, didn't have any money for your office visit. Yeah, really? Now, I'm not saying all of them. I understand a lot of Medicaid recipients don't. But what if we charge $5 a visit? That's all you had to pay was $5. And the rest was free. I don't understand this concept of free, free, free. Same thing with the unemployment. I don't understand. Unemployment, you lose your job, the government will have a job for you Monday morning. And a place for daycare. Okay? Within a very similar vicinity. And you could work there. Maybe it's a Medicaid office. Where you could do applications. Maybe it's constructing something. Okay? You're a doctor that's out of work? There's a Medicaid clinic. You could work there. Rather than sitting home getting unemployment, we'll find you a job. You'll have a job Monday morning. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. All right, many of you know that I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I've lived in Reno, Nevada. I've lived in California, Arizona. But usually that little trifecta, I really haven't lived, I don't think, any other place, but, you know, besides the Southwest United States, which is why some of you are questioning why I was so shocked that I had scorpions in my house. I don't know. It's like all of a sudden there's a resurgence of scorpions. I mean, I understand the bark scorpion came over with palm trees from Arizona, but Vegas has had palm trees for a while. One of you had asked me to comment on the difference of some of these casino towns. Like you had Mesquite and Laughlin and Reno and Vegas. I mean, obviously Vegas is the biggest. Reno's been around. Reno's in northern Nevada. Great town. Reno is phenomenal. There's a medical school up there. The university is older than the one in Vegas. Reno is an older city than Vegas. But I don't know much about the history of Reno, but I know I like it a lot because you could snow and you're near Lake Tahoe, etc. Vegas I love because I've lived here for years. There's a city though I want to talk about, Laughlin. Laughlin, Nevada, for those of you who have ever been to the Southwest and maybe just didn't want to make it as far as Vegas, some of you guys may have fallen upon Laughlin, Nevada. Laughlin, Nevada, very, very interesting. Okay, I was just there this weekend. I've been back and forth to Laughlin since the 80s. It's one of my favorite small towns. It is so, so nice. And probably because I worked in Bullhead City, which is across the river of Laughlin, and an urgent care. Basically, it used to be called, I believe, like South Point. I mean, it wasn't called Laughlin until, I believe, like the 60s. And it's where the Nevada, Colorado, and Arizona, it's like the Colorado River Valley. It's like where they all meet. Okay, it's kind of like the tri-state area. You got the Colorado River, and because gambling is legal in the Nevada side and not the Arizona side, you got right along the border of the river casinos. It's really, really cool. You got desert and water. It's really cool whenever you have desert and water. You know, it's just, I don't know, I think it's cool. It looks really, really cool. So you got the casinos there, and then you got Bullhead City on the other side. Bullhead City, real nice town, real nice people. In fact, I was at a Target in Bullhead while the shooting was going on in Walmart in Las Vegas, this weekend. And I was in Bullhead, really, really nice people, et cetera. Figured out how to get my little cartwheel coupons on from Target, which we'll talk about another time when we talk about saving money. But Davis Dam had been built there to kind of regulate the Colorado. That was in the, I believe, the 40s, okay, and 40s, 50s, I believe. And so back then by the 60s, Don Laughlin, who was an owner of the Las Vegas 101 Club, flew down to Laughlin, offered to buy the property of some of the, there was, I guess, a little hotel down there that the miners, the people that were building the dam would stay at. That fell, you know, while the, not fell, but it didn't kind of stay active after the dam was built. There really wasn't a lot of desire to be there, so not a big tourist attraction. Don Laughlin decided to come, and he decided to make the Riverside Resort. One of the big hotels, one of the first hotels there, is the Riverside. So I remember going there in the 80s. Great. All you can eat food. They had the gaming tables, the slot machines, etc. And then in the 80s, it just decided to boom. So you had the Edgewater, you had, you know, the Bell and all the other stuff. Then Bullhead on the other side, a lot of people think Bullhead was first. Bullhead started to grow because Laughlin grew. And a lot of people in Bullhead feed Laughlin in terms of the tourism, the in terms of the employment, etc. So real nice towns. You also have a bridge. The bridge he donated, Laughlin donated in the 80s to the states of Nevada and Arizona. It carries about 2,000 vehicles a day to go back and forth. Pretty, pretty cool stuff. So if you guys ever, and it still, by the way, has an old-time feel to it. You know, rather than it being very, very resorty, you got kind of the lights. It's like being back in Vegas, you know, in the 70s and 80s. You know, you got the cheaper food, you got, you still all the, you know, slot machines are still electronic, but it just has that, you know, it just has that feel. Okay, you see a lot of smokers down there, definitely that. But it's older Vegas, and it's really nice. So if you guys ever want to take a trip, do that. And the rooms aren't that expensive. Okay, let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I do have to, though, say my room smelled of marijuana. And I wasn't really too sure about that, but it's because somebody was smoking, I believe, I don't know, in the room previously before I got there. And marijuana's in the news today because marijuana may affect the size and shape of a man's sperm. So I told my husband to not breathe while we were in the room, but it wasn't that bad. And now, marijuana. You know, as marijuana becomes more and more legal, we're starting to find more and more, shall we say, I don't want to use the word evidence, but we're just, learning more and more about it. And now they've decided to study marijuana and sperm. All right, why not? This study that was published in Human Reproduction is where researchers analyzed many different lifestyle factors that could possibly have an impact on infertility. So they looked at smoking, they looked at drinking alcohol, and marijuana. Okay, and this study of male sperm size and shape, they looked at the morphology. According to the research, marijuana use was the only habit they studied to be strongly associated with abnormal sperm morphology. They really weren't interested so much at studying marijuana as much as they wanted to just see what was going on with the sperm, and they found that the marijuana seemed to affect it even more than the alcohol. They recruited a couple thousand men who gave them a sperm sample. They said it allowed us to investigate aspects of their lives. It was just one of those things we asked if they did. It was no more detailed than that. So what they're saying is they didn't do a study where they took a bunch of sperm and blew weed on it. It wasn't like that. They were looking at a bunch of men, looking at fertility, and they just happened to find that the arm of the men that were smoking marijuana had the change in the sperm. All right, I guess they didn't seem to swim well like the other ones. If a sperm can't swim well, then it may not get to the egg and fertilize it. And I believe it also changed the shape. There was a shape. They said, let me see, 4% of their sperm was the right shape size. The other 318 had abnormal samples. Less than 4% of the sperm morphology was correct. So when they looked at the sperm, they looked different, they acted different. That's marijuana. Now, whenever you hear something like this, I know some of you are like, all right, who cares? It's marijuana and sperm. But stop for a second. If the marijuana could affect sperm to that degree, they think the cannabis may be interrupting the way the DNA is held and packaged, because remember, the sperm has a whole DNA. So if it could affect something that small at that level, what else can marijuana then affect? You see, from a macro level, we're looking at patients and they're doing pretty well. Like, Dahlia, I smoke pot. I don't need your blood pressure medicine. I don't need pain medicine. I'm good. You know, all I need is my CDL. I'm like, wait a second. No. I can't give you your CDL. You smoke pot. But anyway, so we're looking at a macro level. Well, you know, they seem to be doing good. Oh, they seem to be feeling better. Oh, maybe there's some studies out there where it may help seizures. Marijuana helps appetite with cancer patients. That's macro. But on a micro level, we have no clue. No clue at all. Let me see. They said the study has other implications besides the possible link between marijuana and infertility. They said they did not find any other association, like the smoking and the alcohol, with that. But let me see here. Anyway, so they recommend if you are trying to have a baby, avoid. Okay? And there was concern that it may shrink the testicles. I don't know if we have any scientific proof that your testicles shrink. That would be scary. Then nobody would use pot. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Red wine may improve memory. The resveratrol in red wine, in another study, has been found to help people improve their short-term recall, other than counterparts who did not take the resveratrol. Now, they didn't just let these people drink wine. What they did is they used the red wine compound, the resveratrol. Now, resveratrol has been in the news a lot because we're looking at if red wine protects the heart, then what is it in red wine that doesn't? So they think it's the resveratrol, so they take the resveratrol and they put it in caplets. That's great, because then people can buy them and put them in their purse and they could get the benefits of red wine without having to get drunk. However, there's been a lot of back and forth on whether really the resveratrol helps. Well, according to this study, they looked at resveratrol. And remember, sources of resveratrol include red grapes, peanuts, blueberries, Japanese knotweed, they say. And they think that the resveratrol helped these particular participants with their memory. They had half of their volunteers take 200 milligrams of the resveratrol for 6 months. The other half got a placebo. Neither the researchers nor the volunteers knew what they were doing in terms of taking, so it was a double-blind study. And they found better word recognition. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. So, interesting and sad, they say the truck driver that killed a comedian and injured Tracy Morgan and I believe two others seriously had not slept in over 24 hours. He was a Georgia truck driver, and he's been charged with the New Jersey crash that killed, they call him Uncle Jimmy Mack. He's a comedian, 62 years old, comic James McNair of Peekskill, New York. He had died. He was one of the passengers in Tracy Morgan's limousine bus that was hit by this tractor trailer. The tractor trailer was driven by Kevin Roper, 35 years old, of Jonesboro, Georgia. It slammed into the limousine van that was carrying Morgan, Jimmy Jack, and then a few other people. And Tracy Morgan, we've seen at 30 Rock and Saturday Night Live, etc. Roper was operating a truck on the quote-unquote New Jersey Turnpike without having slept in excess of 24 hours, according to a complaint filed in the Middlesex County Court. The driver is due to appear in court this week to face a charge of vehicular homicide and three counts of assault by auto. The Morgan and two other passengers remain in critical condition 2 days after the crash. I think Tracy Morgan had surgery on a broken femur. He had a broken nose. He had, I believe, rib fractures, and I'm not sure what else. Roper failed to see traffic slowing in front of him, they say, on the turnpike near Cranberry Township, slamming the limo bus carrying Morgan and several other comics and friends after performance in Delaware. The impact flipped the Mercedes limo onto its roof and caused a chain reaction involving four other vehicles. McNair dies. Comic James McNair died, age 62. Morgan and three other passengers, including Artie Fuqua, Harris Stanton, Morgan's assistant Jeff Malaya, were all injured. Roper is a Walmart employee who was driving a company truck at the time of the crash. He has obtained a lawyer, and Bill Simon, chief executive of Walmart U.S., said they are cooperating with the investigation. Somebody not operating a vehicle with no sleep in over 24 hours. You know, I'm really glad that those of us medical students now don't have to work the shifts that we had to. We would be doing 36-hour shifts and then driving home. And I remember my colleagues being honked at the intersection because they would be falling asleep at the intersection. It made no sense to keep somebody up 36 hours, and to me it was deadly because you were at risk for, you know, possibly hurting the patient, being that sleep deprived, and then hurting somebody that you're driving home. So apparently they fixed the rules now where most medical schools, if you're post-call, you get to leave, you know, that next morning. You don't have to stay till the following night. And you don't have back-to-back calls, like two back-to-back 36-hour shifts like we had to when we were in training. Truck drivers are supposed to also have certain rules and restrictions. I think their longest shift isn't supposed to be more than 14 hours. They're supposed to be able to have time to sleep. And there's now rules and regulations to avoid truckers from just going on and on and on, and not being able to get their breaks. And it's all supposed to be logged. It's all supposed to be supervised. So I'm not sure how this would happen. Unless, of course, somebody didn't sleep on their break. And then they immediately had to get back in the truck and keep trucking. So it's a shame. It's very, very scary. And it's a shame we had one person die and multiple people injured. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so Obama is planning to reduce student loan payments by capping the loan payments for 5 million graduates at 10% of their monthly income. This is expanding a 2010 law being reported by Time. He's taken executive action to reduce the ballooning student payments for millions of Americans as part of a plan to ease the economic effects of quote-unquote massive student loan debt. We're going to talk about this in a second here. I'm just reading to you what's reported. They said the plan will cap borrowers' repayments at 10% of their monthly income. Officials said expanding on a 2010 law and providing relief for about 5 million people who took out loans before October 2007 or stopped borrowing by October 2011. They say the executive action takes new steps to further lift the burden of crushing student loan debt. From reforming the student loan system and increasing Pell grants, offering millions of students the opportunity to cap their monthly student loan payments at 10% of their income, making a degree more affordable and accessible has been a long-time priority of the president. All right, so anyway, under the plan, a 2009 graduate with a student loan debt of $26,000 who earns $39,000 a year as a teacher, let's say, would, I guess, get an annual reduction of $1,500 in annual loan payments. So I don't know. So they calculated out. Hopefully you don't have to pay to the degree. I mean, I remember that was a big concern of us. Our student loan payments, when they come in, was going to take such a big part of our income. All right. However, all right. I'm watching very closely how the government handles student loan debt. Okay. Now that we took on 6 million more Medicaid recipients, I'm watching very closely what happens to people who actually borrow money from the government. Now, I'm out of the understanding, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but years ago, if you had your student loans for over 25 years, after 25 years, the loan is forgiven. Now, for us, we paid off our student loans. We just couldn't take the risk of waiting, and it was just the compounding interest, etc. But I'm wondering if this allows that to happen a little easier, where if you get to pay less, then you just pay your payments, and then at the 25-year mark, you're done. Now, my guess is by 25 years of paying your payments, you're obviously going to pay more than what you took out, et cetera. But if they start to change and they start to do more loan forgiveness or et cetera, I'd like us to revisit the mode of borrowing. Okay, because when I first discovered that I could borrow money, still I was very careful about what I was going to borrow. But I was talking to some medical students, and they said, yeah, they had friends who would take the money and go on a trip. They finally were into some money. One bought a car. Now, when I was in medical school, my medical school classmates were a lot smarter. But I have to admit, one of my medical school classmates borrowed more money than he needed, and he invested it. Now, I believe one of the companies he invested back in the 1990s was a new kind of entrepreneurish, innovative company by the name of Walmart. I'm like, what? Is that like a Kmart? You're going to invest in that? Oh, you're an idiot. No, he did pretty well. So, so we've known people for years that have been poor, and they finally get a chance to have some student loans. Now they actually have more than a couple hundred dollars in their pocket. They're going to spend. I get that. But here's the issue. I think we live in a society now where it's all about credit. Okay? When I grew up, my father and mother were very reluctant to start the whole credit card thing because they were of the belief, if you don't have the money to pay for it now, then you can't afford it. You don't buy anything you can't afford. And so when I got my first credit card, I only got my first credit card after I'd moved out, not because I wanted a credit card, because I needed to establish a credit history. I couldn't get my own power bill. I couldn't get a water account without showing I had a credit history. So I immediately had to get a credit card, and then I had to show that I had a good credit because I didn't go, etc. And that's how I was able to start to establish a credit history, because it's all about the credit. I didn't want to take out a credit card. Now you have people borrowing against the average person is in debt. It's not the opposite. It used to be the opposite. Most of us, we had our acts together, but now everybody's in debt. We don't own our home. We don't own our car. We don't own nothing. The average, not even the average, most people. So if that's the case, now we have students who are borrowing up the yin-yang for college. Okay, and college, might I add, I think is way too expensive for what they're charging. And now we have all these people in debt, and they need to turn to the government. Why are we relying on the government? We should have never gotten into debt to begin with. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook, D-A-L-I-A-H. Remember, you can call in anytime with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. If we are ever not live on air, please leave a message and we will, your phone question, and then we will play it the next hour we are live. If you ever miss our show and you want to hear the question answered, we have tons of archives and all our shows are always listed at GCNLive.com. Go to GCNLive.com, find the Dr. Dahlia Show, then you can go to the listen area and it talks about the archives, podcasts, etc. Also, iHeartRadio has a list of all the shows as well. So you can go to iHeartRadio, look up Dr. Dahlia Show, and it's there. So please definitely check that out. All right, so this is interesting. Now, prostate cancer is a very, very common, frequent cancer. Not the number one killer of men, all right? That's still lung cancer in terms of cancer. It's not the number one killer. Heart disease is the number one killer. But in terms of the, in terms of it being a very, very commonly afflicted, very prevalent cancer, prostate cancer. And we usually use PSA testing, prostate-specific antigen tests. We've been using those in the last decade more and more. However, they've been under a lot of criticism because many people, unfortunately, will have a high PSA. They'll go for a biopsy. They'll get multiple parts of their prostate biopsied, which is extremely painful. They bleed. They have pain. They're miserable. And many times it either misses the prostate cancer or they never had prostate cancer to begin with. So there has been a rising call for a better way to predict that you could have prostate cancer. So now a recent study thinks that semen tests may actually be a better way to check, screen. University of Adelaide and Australian University has conducted numerous semen tests, and they assure that the biomarkers which exist in the semen fluid helps to identify and diagnose prostate cancer in better ways than using the PSA. Reports of the study has been published on the popular journal Endocrine Cancer. And I guess it goes through how the research was conducted and the biomarkers, etc. And I guess what they did is they looked at a particular microRNA test called 200B-MIR. I guess it helped to distinguish the patients with low-grade tumors from those with higher ones. According to Dr. Self, this is a breakthrough point of the diagnosis of prostate cancer. He says that this tool helps to provide a report on the severity of cancer through which it is possible to determine the type of treatment that then must be given. All right? So, rather than doing the prostate biopsy or rather than doing the blood test, you can look at the semen. According to many statistics, we see in America 200,000 new hospital cases per year. 30,000 people are dying each year of prostate cancer. So they're really excited about this. Now, they didn't go into too much detail about how they acquired the semen. My guess is it would be very, very simple or very, very similar to simple. Yeah, I don't have to give it. Very, very simple to similar to a fertility, shall we say, acquisition of the specimen. But we won't talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So while they in the prostate research laboratory room are all kind of excited and high-fiving each other, we got some interesting discovery here with the military. The U.S. military reveals these quote-unquote gecko gloves that will let soldiers scale vertical walls. What movie was that? Was that Mission Impossible, one of the latest Mission Impossibles, where he's kind of climbing a wall? Anyway, with these gloves, the gloves are coated with a specialized cloth called geck skin. Us geeks or gecks probably think this is cool. It's impregnated with a reversible adhesive elastomer, and they cling to surfaces the same way that geckos' feet do. This was dubbed the Z-Man Project. And they are specialized climbing paddles developed for DARPA by Cambridge, Massachusetts Draper Laboratory. I guess the gecko is one of the champion climbers of the animal kingdom, so it is natural for DARPA to look into it for inspiration in overcoming some of the maneuveral challenges that U.S. forces face in urban environments. Like many of the capabilities that the Department of Defense pursues, we saw with vertical climbing that nature had long since evolved the means to efficiently achieve it. So they had to, I guess, figure out what they could do if they had like a 200-pound person. Anyway, they demonstrated the latest, I guess, iteration of its GEC skin that had 218-pound researcher saddled with 50 pounds of recording gear scale a 25-foot-tall glass wall. This is cool. He was able to do it. Oh, my gosh. The gecko is able to climb on glass by using physical bond interactions. They said specifically using the van der Waal intermolecular forces between the spatula and the surface to adhere reversibly. Because remember, you want to stick, but then you also want to be able to loosen, right? You don't want to just be stuck. So you need to attach and remove. The van der Waal mechanism implied that it is the size and shape of the little spatula tips that affect adhesive performance and not so much the specific surface chemistry. For those of us going back and scratching your head, wait a second, I think I remember this in physics and chemistry. Yeah, I remember them just kind of talking about that, going, huh, van der Waal, what, huh? Okay, anyway, I get it. All right, so this is called the Z-Man program. Okay, so we talked about that. Let me see if there's anything new with that. Okay, anyway, think of scale buildings. Pretty cool, pretty sexy. I love the military. Anything they do like that, oh, my gosh, I think that would be so cool. Now, one of you think this is cool from diet perspective. They see there's a new book saying, actually, you should be eating fatty foods. The new book entitled The Big Fat Surprise. Author Nina Teicholz is arguing that butter, meat, and cheese have an important role in the human diet. She contends that low-fat nutrition advice is essentially an uncontrolled experiment over the past 6 decades, and it has resulted in massive adverse health consequences. So she focuses on saturated fats. All right. So, you know, here we are. We're saying you got to avoid the saturated fats. She's saying, no. CNN reports that there's some validity to the argument she's making, but it still does not look at the whole picture. Apparently, saturated fat was identified back in the 1950s as a big culprit. And so they found that people who would eat vegetables, etc. Oh, you know, I was watching The Hobbit. That was very interesting. I was watching the scene from The Hobbit yesterday. It was on cable. And the elves were serving greens and, like, vegetable-type food. And they're all tiny and tall and skinny, etc. Yet the dwarves wanted to eat meat, etc. I wonder, I need to go back and remember and read The Hobbit. I want to see if that was just something the movie put in there. Or was it actually in The Hobbit where the elves were eating the greens and the dwarves were eating the meat? And the elves usually are immortal, or I don't know. They live long times. Legolas was in all the movies, right? Most of the movies. Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. So I think this has been something that we've realized. I think what it is we're trying to force a theory when it comes to diet. We know fruits and vegetables are better than people seem to do better than people just eating fatty foods. So those of us eating better. However, I do believe we do need some fat. Okay, when you have the animal and you have the marbled meat, there's fat inside of it. And we are designed to be carnivores. Okay, also as humans, we're designed to drink mother's milk. We're supposed to be drinking milk. We're supposed to be drinking milk. We're supposed to be eating meat. So as far as I'm concerned, since caveman days, our body was designed for that. Now, are we supposed to eat too much? Are we supposed to fry it? Are we supposed to, you know, marinate it, and then fry it, and then charcoal? That's a whole other story. But eating meat that has some fat on it, you know, once in a while, may not be bad for you. If you're eating meat all the time, remember, our bodies were not designed to do that. We were designed to eat meat, and that lasts us for a while. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.